Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
iRadio's iSpy with the Go Loud app, your new home for iRadio.
It is Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio. 20 to 6 of a Wednesday, what launched at 8 a.m. on Monday was Ireland's biggest game of hide and seek. I Spy, Micheál, Shane and Ella. Follow the clues, find the door, win the cash, €5,000. This could have went on indefinitely, but here we are on the Wednesday and it feels, whew, maybe somebody's already won this. The clues that were given out were festival, arts and culture, then today, Wild Atlantic Way. People were utterly convinced. Bundoran, Bundoran, Bundoran.
We heard a bit of Letterkenny. We even heard Dingle. But yeah, it seemed to be very northwest based on the guesses for a while.
News from the house. Have they been found?
I find me
on the They've been found!
Oh my god!
Who the hell has found them? Who's got themselves €5,000? Who could it possibly be? Oh my god!
Who are we talking to?
Melissa Moy.
Melissa, whereabouts? We are where right now? Where have you come to find us today?
I've come to Galway to Helen Lee House.
I couldn't tell you what
to say. Yeah, we don't know, to be honest.
And how did you find us?
Yeah.
Booking.com and a few hidden secrets that she had.
Oh, my
you
God.
You took a photo of the 7 minutes that it took you to pop the tent and I could see the kitchen in the screen.
My
God.
Photos on the walls and tiles.
Come here. For as an occupation, are you a detective by any chance? By any chance, are you Sherlock Holmes?
No, but my husband tells me I should be.
You should be.
Oh my god.
Where did you come from today?
Tullamore and Appley.
My god.
Oh, fair play. Did you drive the whole way here? Yeah. Just for this?
I was cleaning up this morning, listening to the radio, and different clues were coming up, and I was like, oh my god, I think that's it. But I just was like, no, you're mad, stop. You're not going the whole way to Galway. And then I think there was one clue that just really stood out to me, and next time I was like, that's it, I'm going.
No way.
Yeah.
And you said you were scrolling on booking.com, you saw like
different things. No, yeah, there way. Was one, oh, you put the yellow cushion up to your face. And there was all yellow cushions on the sofa in the booking desk.
And we thought we were being so smart with it, with the white walls.
Yeah, and I just thought when you were doing the portraits, because in the booking.com there was loads of photos all over the walls, and one of your videos, you could kind of see the frame of a photo behind you. It's like, it's very like the one on the wall.
Oh my God, Melissa has found them.
It's like, insane.
Creeping through the clues. Who would have thought that was the game plan, to see what they were posting on social media and add up the clues she was listening to on the radio, go through all the listings on booking.com.
Melissa went fully in on this. She had that €5,000 in her sights, investigating, reasoning, logic, and good old-fashioned detective work. Oh my God, Melissa, that's unbelievable.
Micheál, Shane and Ella found in Galway. Exactly where? I don't think even the guys knew exactly what house they were in.
She mentioned a house name, Melissa, and Micheál, Shane and Ella were very confused. We have to find out more from this woman.
Let us talk to the guys, see how they're feeling about their time in the house, over how Melissa is finding herself €5,000 richer. Let's do it. Micheál, Shane and Ella, are you with us right now?
We absolutely are, Dave, and we are absolutely delighted. We are set free. We are out in the streets and we are going partying in G-Town tonight.
And you know what? You have the house indefinitely, so you could actually just set up base camp in Galway City from now on.
Yeah, 100%. We are heading out on the town tonight. If you see us tonight, no more money will be given away. We've given away it all. If you see us, it's all for free now.
Yes, unfortunately, guys, we do not no longer have $5,000 because Melissa has it now.
This is tonight, lads.
This is the woman of the moment, Melissa, who was there with the drive and the literal drive to head from Tullamore to Galway City after some very impressive detective work. Do we have Melissa with us?
You do.
Oh, Melissa, hello, congratulations! Melissa.
It's Devin Fanula back at base. Melissa, what convinced you that it was the right idea to take off from Offaly to Galway today?
I don't know. Madness. It's not something I'd usually do, but it just kept popping up into my head and I couldn't keep my eyes. The clues, I couldn't stop going back to them time and time again, and it was like they were getting the better of me, and the more into it I got, the more of a detective I played, until I was happy enough that I thought I had the right place.
Melissa, you've done the business. I cannot believe that you stalked through all the clues. You looked through booking.com. I'd imagine you went through Airbnb. Have you stayed in that place before? Is that what led you to it? How did you come up with this idea to do this?
No, I was checking out the videos and seeing a few clues, and I kind of thought, well, where are we going with this? There must be something, you know, if they're renting a house. It just stuck in my head, booking.com, Airbnb. So I kind of started off with Electric Picnic, Stradbally, was then kind of heading to Emo. At one stage I was in Kilmainham, and then I went to Galway, and then I kind of honed in on Galway when I heard the Atlantic Way clue, and I was like, that's it, I'm sticking with Galway. And I had gone through a couple of times, but all the houses seemed quite old and there was nothing jumping out at me, until I eventually went back in, sitting having a cup of coffee, and I went back in and this house popped out. There was a blue sofa with yellow cushions, and I just remember seeing Micheál or Shane with a cushion behind their head, and I was like, right, yellow cushion. So I just got really invested and went back through all my clues and was happy enough. So I went and rounded up all the kids from school early.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you make the journey down yourself, or no, did you have a crew with you when you landed in?
No, full car.
Full car. So who's with you?
I have my our oldest girl, Chloe. She is 16. She's sick.
Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe, we're sorry to hear that.
I have Sadie, she's 8. And I have my little girl, Maisie, who's nearly 3.
I have
a fourth girl, Emily. She's not going to be very happy with me. She was actually at swimming lessons with school, so...
A family road trip to remember. This is going down in history. Sorry, Emily. But, I mean, it's $5,000 coming your man Melissa's way. I'm sure you'll have at least one treat for the kids out of that.
Oh, I've heard McDonald's mentioned a couple of times already.
Melissa, before we cut you loose and cut Micheál, Shane and Ella loose out of that house, any plans for this $5,000? Was there a vision before the money, before you won it?
No, great plans to save. But we have Sadie's Communion coming up and a few other little bits. So, look, it won't go astray. We'll be damn happy of it.
Well, we hope it brings you a bit of joy, a bit of kick. And you know what? I think pride as well, that you were able to figure this out. That was the carrot on top of the $5,000 too.
My husband does say I'm quite the detective, so now I've just proven it to him.
I'm telling you, there is a career calling for you in the guards as we speak. Melissa, congratulations. Well done to you.
Oh, we're so buzzing for you.
The first ever winner of I Spy. Micheál, Shane and Ella, we have only time to say goodbye to you.
Guys, goodbye and God bless.
We love you. I'm not sure if you are going to make the time to catch up with Valerie McHugh and iRadio's group chat next, or will you be sitting in a pub in Galway?
Oh, we're gone. Sorry, Valerie. I really appreciate it. We've gone home. Not a chance.
Harry's is right around the corner from this house. Harry's. We are going for a big, dirty feed, and we cannot wait. We will not be home tonight.
That's how close you are to Air Square.
Close we are. We are literally right on Air Square.
Insane.
Right on Air Square.
Okay, we will try and catch up tomorrow on all this and bring people more information. But Micheál, Shane and Ella, they've been found. The $5,000 is gone. Hey!
Hi. Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.